I would like to apologize to the minister for the comment.
Kindly stand up when you speak.
I would like to apologize to the minister for my comment on his question.
Mr. Speaker, before I answer the questions, may I ask Mr. Tiong to clarify if the Workers' Party's position is that we should adopt a zero-risk approach, or would he agree with me that we should adopt a risk-proportionate approach, set high standards, but also maintain the efficiency and competitiveness of our financial system?
Mr. Tiong.
There's a pattern of ministers and political office holders asking very rhetorical zeros, you know, like rhetorical questions which have no meaning, which are...
Mr. Tiong, you could just respond to him, to minister.
So the answer is no, and I don't think it is the minister's point of view that you should, in fact, have a zero-risk approach, because it's impossible. So he's asking a stupid question.
So I think it is not quite appropriate for Mr. Tiong to use the word stupid. When we are having a discussion in this house, I ask him a question to clarify what is his position, and I respectfully ask him to withdraw that comment and to apologize.
Minister, Mr. Tiong.
I do withdraw that comment. I will maintain that that question is not a meaningful question. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, I am disappointed that Mr. Tiong chose to conduct this discussion in this manner. I only wanted to clarify the position so that I can give him a considered response. And, you know, earlier, some of his other colleagues, including Mr. Pritam Singh, the leader of the opposition, said that the Workers' Party will be a responsible opposition party. And I hope Mr. Tiong bear that in mind in our future discourse.
Yeah, I would like to apologize to the minister for the comment.
Kindly stand up when you speak.
I would like to apologize to the minister for my comment on his question.
I thank Mr. Tiong for his apology. I accept it, and I hope that we can, you know, in future, have such discussions in a civilized and polite manner.